Jackal quickly scrambled to his feet and began to follow. He just had to see how this was going to go. As he walked, he kept bursting into fits of giggles. "Marry the princess," he said to himself, his soldiers quivering with silent laughter. "That hyena is really too much. What a crazy guy he is." When Hyena reached the great place, he was met by a guard who demanded to know his business. Jackal hid in the shadows and listened. Hyena gave a story about having to see the princess on important business. To Jackal's amazement, Hyena was let in. "Well, what do you know?" Jackal mumbled, creeping as close to the door as he dared. As Jackal listened at the door, he had to admit that Hyena was truly talented at one thing, bragging about himself. "Princess, you will never regret marrying me," he said. "I am kind and good. I was the one who was able to preserve our food supply last year by finding the lion's leftovers and dragging them back so all could share." He did no such thing, Jackal thought. "The other animals fear my strength and do whatever I command them to do," Hyena went on. "Ha," thought Jackal, "that's a laugh." So he was shocked at what Princess Zukisa said next. "Hyena, you are a good provider and an excellent protector," she replied. "These are qualities I am looking for in a husband, and therefore I will marry you." Jackal's ears stood straight up in shock. "What?" he cried. "She can't be serious." He leaped back further into the shadows when Hyena came out, wagging his tail happily, his nose lifted higher into the air than ever before. While the door was open, Jackal slipped inside, unnoticed by the guard. He marched right up to Princess Zukisa on her throne. He thought she was quite lovely with her clouds of jet-black hair dancing around her pretty face. It would be a shame to let such a lovely young woman marry Hyena.